Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State group claims it has seized the Iraqi provincial capital of Ramadi. That would give the militants their largest victory this year. In Washington, the Pentagon has refused to confirm the IS statement, saying only that Ramadi remains fluid and contested. But others, including a spokesman for the governor of Anbar province, said the government soldiers are fleeing the city. The Saudi-led coalition has resumed airstrikes against Shiite rebels in Yemen after the end of a five-day humanitarian ceasefire. The ceasefire expired late Sunday, and the coalition airstrikes hit rebel positions in the southern port city of Aden. Three people were killed Sunday when a car bomb exploded near a European Union convoy traveling close to Kabul's international airport. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the suicide attack. A British security contractor and two women bystanders are dead. Dozens of people were wounded. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has made his first public appearance since a coup attempt last week. At a news conference Sunday at the presidential palace in the capital Bujumbura, the president did not mention the failed coup plot or protests over his bid for a third term in office. Instead, he described talks with presidents of nearby African countries on threats from Somalia's al-Shabaab militants, who have warned of attacks against Burundi and other nations that contribute troops to the African Union force in Somalia.